Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're diving deep into Tesla, ticker TSLA. This stock has been a roller coaster for years, and with the recent SpaceX IPO buzz, robotaxi rollouts, and some serious valuation questions, there's a lot to unpack. Let's get into it. Tesla is one of the most polarizing names in the market. You've got the fanboys who think it's the next trillion-dollar AI play, and you've got the skeptics who see a car company trading at a ridiculous multiple. As of early June 2026, shares are around $415, down about 4.6% on the day we're recording this. The stock has a 52-week range from about $273 to nearly $500, so it's been volatile. But the big story right now? The SpaceX IPO is stealing headlines, and Tesla's robotaxi ambitions are finally hitting the streets, but not without speed bumps. Tesla Inc. is headquartered in Austin, Texas, and led by Elon Musk. It designs, manufactures, and sells electric vehicles, energy generation, and storage systems. The company has over 125,000 employees and operates globally. It's been profitable since 2020, but the narrative has shifted from "Is Tesla a car company?" to "Is Tesla a robotics and AI company?" The market cap is sitting at about $1.56 trillion, with a beta of 1.79, meaning it's nearly twice as volatile as the market. No dividend, as you'd expect. Let's talk revenue. For fiscal year 2025, Tesla generated about $94.8 billion in total revenue. Automotive is the biggest piece at $69.5 billion, but energy generation and storage came in at $12.8 billion, and services and other added $12.5 billion. Geographically, the U.S. is the largest market at $47.6 billion, China contributed $21 billion, and the rest of the world added another $26.2 billion. So, it's still heavily auto-dependent, but energy is growing fast. Now let's look at earnings. For 2025, Tesla reported net income of $3.79 billion, down significantly from $7.3 billion in 2024 and $15 billion in 2023. That's a massive drop. Diluted EPS came in at $1.08 compared to $2.04 in 2024 and $4.31 in 2023. Margins compressed, gross profit margin fell to 19%, and net profit margin dropped to just under 4%. Operating income was $4.36 billion, down from $7.08 billion. The company is spending heavily on CapEx, $8.5 billion in 2025, which is eating into free cash flow. But free cash flow was still $6.2 billion, down from $3.6 billion in 2024. So cash generation is still there, but profitability is under pressure. On the Q4 2025 earnings call, management highlighted a few key themes. First, automotive margins excluding credits improved, which is a positive sign. They're focused on cost reduction and efficiency. Second, the energy business is becoming a bigger contributor. Deployment of Megapack and Powerwall is ramping. Third, they reiterated that full autonomy is the ultimate value driver, and the robotaxi network is a key part of that. They also mentioned that 2026 would be a year of heavy investment, particularly in AI training and manufacturing capacity. The tone was optimistic but cautious. They're not promising overnight miracles. Let's dig into the balance sheet. Tesla has $16.5 billion in cash and equivalents, total current assets of $68.6 billion, and total assets of $137.8 billion. Total liabilities are $54.9 billion, so equity stands at $82.1 billion. The debt-to-equity ratio is just 0.11, so they're very conservatively capitalized. Current ratio is 2.4, quick ratio is 1.62, so no liquidity concerns. Return on equity is about 4.8%, and return on invested capital is 3.2%. Those are low, but that's partly because of the massive capital base. The real story is the cash flow. Operating cash flow was $14.7 billion in 2025, and CapEx was $8.5 billion, so free cash flow of $6.2 billion. That's solid, but the trend is declining from 2022's peak of $7.6 billion. Now for the SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, Tesla has a massive brand, a global manufacturing footprint, and a lead in EV technology. The energy business is growing rapidly, and the company has a fortress balance sheet. It also has a cult-like following that supports the stock. Weaknesses. Profitability is declining. The auto business is facing margin pressure from competition and price cuts. The company is heavily dependent on Elon Musk, which introduces key person risk. Also, the robotaxi rollout is still tiny compared to Waymo. Opportunities: full autonomy and robotaxis could unlock massive recurring revenue. The energy business could become a major profit center. The SpaceX IPO could create a benchmark for the Musk premium, potentially separating Tesla's valuation from Elon's other ventures. Threats: competition from Chinese EV makers like BYD, regulatory hurdles for autonomous driving, and the risk that the market's patience with high valuations runs out. Also, the SpaceX IPO could divert investor attention and capital away from Tesla. Looking at recent performance, Tesla is down about 6% over the past week, but up 6.4% over the past month. Over 3 months, it's up 3.3%, but over 6 months, it's down 3.3%. Over the past year, it's up 21%, and over 5 years, it's up an incredible 100%. So the long-term trend is still up, but there's been a lot of turbulence. The stock is trading at a forward PE of around 147, which is astronomical for an auto manufacturer. But the market is pricing in the optionality of AI and robotics. Let's talk valuation. We ran a DCF model, and the fair value comes out to about $93.53 per share. That's based on a discount rate of 7.5%, a terminal PE of 28, and a perpetual growth rate of 3%. Even after adjusting those assumptions upward to be more aggressive, the fair value still sits well below the current price of around $360. The model gives a plausible range of $200 to $350, but even the high end of that range is below today's price. The current price implies a terminal PE above 30, which the model considers speculative. The valuation model confidence is high, but the sanity check failed because the DCF just can't justify the current multiple. The company type is hypergrowth, and the primary engine is DCF, but the supporting PS model was excluded because its current multiple would inflate the headline. So what drives this valuation? First, the discount rate was lowered from 10% to 7.5% to give the benefit of the doubt. Second, the terminal PE was raised from 20 to 28 to reflect brand strength. Third, the perpetual growth rate was increased from 2.5% to 3%. And fourth, FCF conversion ratios were set conservatively due to ongoing heavy capex. Even with all those adjustments, the fair value is still around $93. The market is pricing in a future that the DCF can't support without extreme assumptions. The 5-year CAGR implied by the base case is negative 24.6%, meaning if you buy at $360, the model suggests a decline to fair value over time. So what's my take? Verdict: Tesla is a high-risk, high-reward story. The upside case is that full autonomy and robotaxis become a reality, and the energy business explodes, making today's valuation look cheap 5 years from now. The risk case is that the auto business continues to face margin pressure, robotaxis get delayed or fail to scale, and the multiple compresses, leading to significant downside. My trigger: I'd want to see meaningful progress on robotaxi revenue or a significant pullback in the stock price before considering a position. It's not a clear buy or sell, it's a show-me story. If you put $10,000 into Tesla today, based on the base case valuation, it could be worth around $2,442 in 5 years. That's a loss. But if the bull case plays out, it could be much higher. This is a bet on Elon Musk and the future of AI, not on current fundamentals. Thanks for watching. If you found this analysis helpful, hit that like button and subscribe for more deep dives. Let me know in the comments, are you bullish or bearish on Tesla? I'll catch you in the next one.